Robin and Matt had managed to slip away while Catherine Feather was taking a phone call, and now Robin had led Matt to a narrow, winding stone staircase that descended from the ground floor into the depths of the pyramid.
"If we knew what we were going to find, we wouldn't have to come looking," she told him.
She stopped abruptly on the stairs, and Matt almost cannoned into her.
"I wonder where this came from," she said, pointing down at her feet.
The steps were sprinkled with sand. They were lit at floor level by tiny bright lamps set into the wall, and Matt could see the lines where someone had made an indifferent job of brushing the sand away.
"It probably fell from the ceiling," he said.
"I doubt it," Robin continued down.
The stairs led to a large area with passages leading off. A pile of cardboard boxes stood against one wall. Matt found the top box was full of tinned fruit. He guessed the others were also food and provisions.
"I told you, storage. This is where they keep the food and toilet rolls."
But Robin wasn't listening. She was standing in front of a large tapestry that hung on one of the walls, reaching right down to the floor.
"According to Harper's computer model, this is where the steps down to the ruins should be."
"You don't think it was just a model?"
Matt had pretty much decided the same himself. But he wasn't expecting to find much evidence of an earlier building. The pyramid must have been built right over it. He looked up at the tapestry Robin had meant, a faded, almost threadbare map of the world. It was obviously very old, and the landmasses were distorted and out of shape. It reminded him of the book of maps in Dad's study.
"Anyway, how can you be sure? It could have been any of these other doors."
"No," she insisted. "It was here. You saw the model. You know that."
"I don't remember it down to the last centimetre, though."
"Don't you?" She sounded surprised.
"No, and obviously neither do you, because you've made a mistake."
"Have you looked at the floor?" she asked.
"The floor?"
Matt looked down, wondering what she meant. He knew at once when he saw the thin trail of sand scattered from the bottom of the stairs. It ran across the flagstones, ending at the tapestry.
"Like in Dad's study," he said quietly. "Let's test a theory," Robin said.
She reached out and grabbed the large tapestry, pulling it to one side. It was heavy, and she struggled to shift it. But even so, it moved enough for Matt to see the door hidden behind. The room could have been in a modern office block. The desk was pale wood and the fittings chrome and steel. The desktop was clear, apart from a computer screen, a mouse and keyboard, and a telephone. But Harper's attention was focused on Venture.
"So, on balance," Venture was saying, "we think the most likely location would seem to be this Scandinavian island."
"But you're not 100% sure,"